Mirror, mirror in your world, know your triggers. What mirror is technical? An object that reflects an image is a mirror or looking mirror. Rays of light bounce back to spread light to the surroundings. Even a mirror works like the human eye does. You can see your image in another's eye if you look closely. What does mirror mean spiritually? The mirror helps in many ways if you look closely and understand. When we see ourselves with good clothes, we feel happy if we have a healthy, fit body. It gives us confidence and can show us what we are and who we are as actual inner beings, which means it can help in many different realms and act as soul searching in many ways. So, the mirror also helps us see and observe emotionally and physically. It shows your vulnerabilities and weaknesses and, at the same time, shows your inner beauty and strength. In difficult times, the mirror also helps us get confidence to make decisions. So, in this blog, what are we talking about? We are talking about you and me, a soul in the human body. Yes, we as human are a mirror of each other, and each person we meet are not a coincidence either. They come with a message which we are looking for. Or with a lesson we need to learn in this lifetime, or a mere reflection of your own being need to look at a more profound level, to rectify, repair, or refix that depth of pain that we have folded in our cupboard, human body or subconscious mind, and haven't visited for a pretty long time, or it became our unhealthy habits, patterns or lifestyle. I always say this to my client as, the universe doesn't give you what you want, it delivers us what we are. The garden of the world has no limit except in your mind, Rumi. Our surroundings are learning from each other as human beings rather than being in survival instinct. Do we accept each other the way they are? Or we are mirroring each other energetically? Trauma response and codependency are tremendous when you see the same repeating patterns or keep attracting the same as you have experienced before. How are people mirroring us when we meet individuals? You will find some part of your reflection with everyone. Sometimes, it's so powerful that you feel you have known them personally for a long time, that's soul family or karmic partners to teach you, end your repeating cycles of pain, or elevate you in your journey. We all are helping each other as we are assigned to cross each other's path on scheduled times, events, and places. Even birds, animals, places, and anything living or non-living are assigned to cross our path. When something awful happens, we get some traumas. But do these traumas finish? It seems to be over. But it won't unless you haven't learned your lesson or completed the karmic cycle. After severe mishaps, we get depressed, anxiety surrounds us. After some time, we think that we've moved on. But that isn't true. Our traumas trigger after some time, and therapy for PTSD is the only cure that can help us. So, every single step of our life, each person is a mirror as we evolve and reflect as per our energy. If you are looking outside for confidence to achieve something in your life, you will attract those who will put you down until you learn to wear your confidence and believe in yourself. Once you learn to believe in yourself, you will start attracting those people, your soul family, which will help you in your path to achieve success. The traumas let us hold the negative beliefs. We start attracting the same in our lives with our negative beliefs. Due to pessimism, we attract abuse, anger, resentment, etc., and the people giving us the same are the mirrors that show us that we are still holding back. Triggers are mirrors. We don't understand the truth and ignore the similarity between mirrors and actual triggers. Even with love, what's within you, you are still searching outside. And due to your negative beliefs, you attract narcissists and abuse. The love is within ourselves, but we can't see or feel it. Mirrors are narcissists doing their duties to see what's lying inside you, but instead of understanding what we are and what we have, we get triggered with negativity, and ego traps us. Nobody has time to understand what's within us and give some time to themselves. Do you know how others can help us to understand our negative feelings and emotions by showing their vulnerability towards us? Let's explore further and get comprehensive details through this informative blog. Mirroring your emotional side, we understand what's lying within us when we see others in a vulnerable situation. For say, an individual has no self-respect or self-love. No matter what, they will attract and mirror with abuse, victimization, and cruelty and create the energy of hopelessness in helpless people around them. Learning so here we are learning to have courage and have our voice to fight against those inner demons and strengthen our core to stand on our own feet with confidence. Here we are learning from them to have healthy boundaries, learn to say no, learn to have self-love and self-respect and having ego death. Mirroring you with mental side, living in an energy environment and traumatic events can create huge losses in our mental health. As an individual, it can manifest even with money loss, job loss, career or business not giving fruits as it is supposed to, and start mirroring with lack of mindset. Challenges and difficulties are their best friend in their life. Working in an environment that creates daily struggles, challenges, and difficulties to prove their talents, they undergo severe tests to prove their abilities. Learning as a person has a unique blueprint for their life. Not to repeat the same pattern of loss, they need to clear karmic lessons and generational curses. Even to understand money is energy to be respected rather than abuse with substance and negative dark energy. Mirroring with your soul, spiritual awakenings only start when we have lost ourselves completely, going through darkness and a cloudy, foggy life where every step of life fails. A soul awakens to understand and know the true purpose of this life. Everyone has to burn their desires to feel joy and happiness with oneself. The soul always attracts the soul family, which helps to incline the spirituality and essence of true love. To be compassionate and help others, we must first help ourselves heal our most inner demons. Learning to be grateful that we have the loving self without any condition. Loving others without judgment and knowing the individual has their path, knowing the healthy boundaries, learning, and inclining to know other dimensions. Be grateful to the universe and environment. Feel safe within yourself, secure with your money, build faith in a higher self, and build a strong connection with spirit guides and the cosmos. People are mirrors of our inner demons. Self-love is where we lack and destroy ourselves by living in our negative beliefs. Once we are connected with our mind, body, and soul, we are more inclined to humanity and the welfare of society. We start developing to help others with our inner desire to create the world as the most beautiful, compassionate, blissful, peaceful environment for our loved ones and future generations. It's just a calling for the sole purpose of serving society by being authentic self. It makes us understand how self-love is necessary. Nobody can offer love to you if you don't love yourself. Vulnerability helps us get our mind, body, and soul active to understand the deep feelings of others and support them in their sadness. So, make it clear that triggers are mirrors, recognize them, face them, and fight them by accepting the truth lying within us. Start affirming, I am strong, I am emotionally strong, I am an empath, I can understand the feelings of others, etc. With this, you can escape negative beliefs and emotions holding you back, fly high like an eagle, and live your dreams without boundaries and limitations. Conclusively, triggers are always mirrors. You must understand what's lying within you. If you want to know how to recognize triggers and mirrors, connect with Priti Palmer, the life coach and mind healing consultant at Light Angelic, who will help you with the incredible healing techniques below. past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, anxiety and depression therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex. So, don't keep yourself stuck with negative beliefs and emotions that hold you back. Connect with Light Angelic now and heal your mind, body, and soul with fantastic healing sessions.